Hi, this is a dictation for Chanel Dooley. S like Sam, H like Harry, A-Y, N-E-L-L. Chanel Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 4/24/1990. Date of accident is 4/8/2024. Chanel Dooley is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially seen for first visit after the accident on 4/17/2024. But then she did not come all the way until now. She has been terminated from services and then readmitted. She reports that she could not visit because she had no transportation. Her car was damaged. She had initially reported that her accident happened on 4/8/2024, where she was a front seat passenger traveling with a friend who was dropping her home, and she was rear-ended in this accident at the intersection. And with all the damage, and patient had no TBI symptom, no headaches, only the pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back, and the left shoulder was reported as the main symptoms. Patient was examined, provided a order for physical therapy, and also examined fully, as well as medications were provided. After that, the patient did not show up, and she was discharged. But the patient had no way to transport. She could not find any neighbor or any friend. Anyway, she has been referred from the physical therapy office to continue. Her attorney is Mr. Kevin Gordon, and she is a reports that currently she has a pain in the neck around 7, lower back pain is 10. Now she's reporting some pain in the right elbow and forearm constantly, which was not reported earlier. In addition, patient is reporting pain in both the legs, in the calf, which was not initially reported on the first visit 4 months ago. Possibly she fell down again or maybe injured, but she denied. There are no headaches. Patient is reporting that these pains are varying from 7 to 10. And according to her, there is no relief as of yet, and the pains are continuing. ADLs are being affected. Please review the record for ADL for system review, as well as for additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 110/61, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit dated 4/17/2024. Dictation number is 0511-083. General review is the same. In the muscle spasm, please mention there are no muscle spasm in the paravertebral muscles, L1, L5, and C1 to C7. And there are no tender spots in the spine. No spine tenderness is noticed. Sacroiliac joints are non-tender. The range of motions of the spines are completely normal, so as follows. In the cervical spine, the flexion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25. The in the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, but distraction test and Lerma test, I found positive. Sperling sign is negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. In the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test is positive. Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Camp test is negative. Davinsky sign is negative. SI joint, mild tenderness is still noticed on both the sacroiliac joints. No pain is complained, but fiber test, constant tests were found positive bilaterally. And Tendelberg sign, distraction test, iliac compression test are negative. Sending flexion test is negative. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. No, the gait is normal. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the treatment as follows. Patient is provided with the following medication, Mobic, 15 milligram a day with food to provide anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is given, 10 milligram for muscle relaxation. Protest, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ortran, 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Elevil, 50 milligram at night. Patient was already provided with the neck brace, back brace, 10th unit. An order of MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered today to identify the pathology for continuing pain. A new drug screen has been obtained. Previous drug screen was reviewed. Maps were reviewed. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. So far, she'll continue her physical therapy at the neck and the lower back and both sacroiliac joint, even right forearm. There's no advice about heat, infrared heat, laser heat. Is a continuing disability, hospital replacement, transportation until the MRIs are available. Thank you.